When trying to get the best out of your Dura coffee machine with the Claris water filter system and the descaling, you'll notice, or you may have noticed, that when you start and set up your machine, it will ask you to do a water test to work out the calcium hardness to then set the levels. But if you tell the machine that you want a Claris water filter, it actually turns that setting off. The way I use my Dura machines in the office and at home is that the Claris water filter system, depending on your water hardness, will get rid of around 80% of the lime scale buildup. So to prolong the life of your machine, because once you get scale in the thermo blocks and in the pipework, it can be a very expensive job to fix it, and it's also not covered under warranty, is I run my machines with a Claris water filter system, but then every two or three filter changes, which is around about every 2 months a filter, I'll go into the menu, because you then need to turn the water filter off in the menu to allow the descaling option to actually appear. So not only if you've got a Claris water filter, well, you'll notice that the machine won't come up to ask you to ever descale, or unlikely to, depending on which model it is, but you'll get a slow build-up of limescale over a period of time. So I'm just descaling my Z5 at the moment. So I have turned the Claris water filter system off. I've then got the descaling come up in the menu, normally under maintenance. Sometimes it can be under the clean. Different Duras can be slightly different, but have a look at your independent instructions. And then for the descaling, use the descaling tablets. I always find it easier just to mix it up or dilute it in a little bit of warm water, because it seems to help the descaling activate, and then just add it to around about 3/4 of a litre in the tank. Be very careful not to add too much water to the tank, because otherwise it will just keep descaling until that water's gone. So obviously if you've got a larger machine and you fill it right up to the top, you know, you could be descaling for a couple of hours. It should take around about 40 minutes there or thereabouts, depending on the machine. So I filled the water tank up with 3/4 of a litre of water. I've mixed up my descaling and diluted it in some warm water, waiting for it to fully dissolve. And they're very simply just going to go into it, pour it into the water tank. Obviously, remove the water tank first is always the best way, so you don't spill it over the top of the machine, which doesn't help. And then just go into the maintenance section and turn on the descaling. Right, so I've added the descaler, my machine, which is, as I said, I'm working on the Z5, but they're all very, very similar. First thing it will come up and ask you to do is empty the ground box and drip tray, just to make sure that it's fully empty, so you don't end up with a lot of coffee sludge in the ground box. So once you've then emptied that, always being careful not to pour the water over the sensors. And again, another point that might seem very obvious is just making sure that you take out the Claris water filter system first. I have known people to leave that in and try and descale it, which obviously ruins the filter, can't be used again, you get a very horrible taste in your mouth. So I've now just taken the shower plate off the drip tray, and then just to leave it running into the tray itself. Right, so I'm just leaving my machine to descale now, so that'll take about 40 minutes. Remembering that when the machine comes up shortly, this will take about 20 minutes or so to run through the decalcify, and then it will come up saying to empty the drip tray ground box and just fill up with fresh water again, remembering to take the tank off. Might sound again like an obvious one, but very easy to pour water over the top of the machine and spill it, which goes straight into the electrics and can cause serious damage to the electrics and also to the grinder. So that'll run through now. One thing that is worth just noting is if you ever descale the machine and you've got a problem with the blockage afterwards, it can be where it's actually the descale has loosened up a little bit of scale and it's ended up flushing through the pipe and got stuck somewhere. So don't be surprised if you know, every so often, if you do a descale, or you've left it a while before doing the descaling routine, especially if you've got a Claris water filter in and it's not been done for a while, is you may then need just to do another quick descale straight afterwards, just to flush out that little bit of limescale build-up. But always look at the instructions and just make sure you follow and you're using the right descaling for the machine. Any problems, always give us a call at Express Coffee UK.